This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Live from ESPN Studios in the Seaport District in New York City, it is Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. And yes, we are presented by Progressive Insurance. It is trade deadline day, Bart Scott. It could be busy. It might not be busy. There's rumors. And then, of course, there's another trade. It has been an active up to the trade deadline.
People don't realize how huge that is.
Roquan Smith going to your Ravens from Chicago.
Patrick Queen, the legacy of the middle linebacker, mm-hmm. He was failing miserably. We gave him
chance. And he was a draft pick, right? Yeah. He was a pick.
First round draft pick. We gave him chance after chance to be the guy. Now you have Roquan Smith, who's going to come in and be the guy. He's going to be one of those famous inside linebackers that's going to allow Patrick Queen to maybe be a Robin like I was, to be next to a tackling machine, a guy that plays at a high level, guy with a high football acumen. And then maybe it'll take some pressure off Patrick Queen. He can fly around and just hit and knock stuff up, knock people out. Because the Ravens have probably had the worst linebacker play that I've seen in football in some years. And it goes hitting, but I see it every time I watch in the pass game where teams were just picking on the linebackers and just throwing the ball behind with tight ends. Now that's closed. Now you can take advantage of having a tremendous back end when you think about Marcus Williams, Marlon Humphreys, and Peters. Now you have a commander at the middle, and they also have some other issues. Roquan Smith wants to get paid.
Right.
It's time for Roquan Smith to
get paid. Usually why somebody gets traded.
Right. It's time for him to get paid. He asked for a trade. Remember how he cried the other day when Robert Quinn got taken away? Right. That's because he was like, what about me?
It was supposed to be me.
Right. And finally he got that wish. You talk about to be a linebacker to go to that organization is an honor and a privilege because they respect. And in a world where people don't really honor middle linebackers anymore, you don't hear anybody. It's no Keekleys anymore. It's no Urlachers, no Ray Lewis's. You know, you might have the closest thing you have maybe is Devin White gets a little love. And, you know, Parsons is more of an outside linebacker. He gets credited for that. Maybe Fred Warner. Those are the only two guys that people really get attention. But you don't realize how important one is
until you don't have one. Mm-hmm.
And now that they have one, you have to really consider the Ravens. Now that Bowser, Ajobu, has been off the pup list. Now they got two pass rushers, their two top pass rushers, and one of their young prospects that would have been a top 10 pick coming back to add depth to Marcus, to Justin Houston, to Pierre Paul. So the Ravens are really somebody that I think you might say, oh, they just got a middle linebacker. No, this is huge because now they can be dominant on defense and smother teams out, and Lamar Jackson doesn't have to do so much. But the pickle that they find themselves in, you only got one franchise tag. And if you can't come up with a deal for him after you gave up a second and a fifth, and you have to use it on Lamar Jackson,
right?
You have to date. So now, as players,
somebody's got to get paid.
And you know what's beautiful or crazy? Both of these guys represent themselves.
That's right.
So you have to negotiate with them.
Easier to franchise tag Roquan Smith. I think it's easier to franchise tag him. Because if you franchise tag Lamar, it turns back into that situation of another year and what are you going to do? You've got to get him signed.
He's been there.
Exactly. So to me, I think
still it's a pickle because Roquan Smith don't say nope. That's not enough.
Well, you gave up a third or a second,
and a fifth.
Yeah, and a fifth. So you're right. That second round, that's an expensive price to pay. Now already we're seeing rumors today, how about the LA Rams all in?
Come on, man.
I mean, they are trying right now.
Do they even have a number two? Next year's one is going to the Lions. What they get? They like the Lakers. They offer him 2027 and 2029. They don't even have a first-round draft pick next year.
Literally like the Lakers, yeah.
Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, I think it was Fowler. Who was it that was reporting that they were
– for Brian Burns?
Right, for Burns. And Carolina's saying, we're not moving him.
We'll give you two.
And they're like, we're going to give you two first. And it's like – I mean, F them picks. I mean, they are all in on that, aren't they? And you know why they need another pass. You know why they need another pass.
Yes, because like I said,
losing Von Miller.
They need protection.
Yes.
They need protection for Aaron Donald because people are just taking him away and beating him up and double teaming. There's nothing that they can do because they don't have a great outside linebacker.
It was Fowler's. Multiple people around the league believe the Rams indeed came with two ones in a Brian Burns talks. Panthers are holding on to Burns because he's a top 10 pass rusher. They want to keep a young core. But he's adding, the deadline's not over. Also worth a side note, Fowler adds, that Rams were including Cam Akers in these talks. So
why won't Cam Akers? You don't want him. That's a throwaway.
Yeah. Well, I've just given them a body, I guess, is what that.
Have you seen their running back's been doing their thing since Chris McCaffrey's gone?
It's pretty amazing.
They're running the hell out of the football.
Yeah. All right. So be part of Barton Hunt Nation on the Dr. Pepper call on line 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice cold Dr. Pepper. It's the one fans deserve. Speaking of college football, we have the college football playoff, the first top five is being...
Yeah, it's interesting, too.
It's being released tonight, so plenty there, of course, to talk about. But trade deadline, 4 o'clock today, and certainly a lot to follow on that, on several fronts.
Who's going to buy in? I mean, you look at Tampa.
Listen, you've got players that could be available, and the Brandon Cook stuff is getting interesting. They were talking about on Get Up this morning.
This dude has been traded 18,000 times.
Always available.
He's been traded for a first-round pick like 13 times. This dude is the most valuable chief. This dude is rough. He's been around the world. He is getting
you trade for him, yeah. So because he turns into an asset for you later,
yeah.
Eventually.
This dude has probably has 18 PO boxes. Damn.
No, it's true.
And all he does is go for 1,000 yards with bum receiver
and
quarterbacks.
He's just so productive, but maybe
30
just
years old now.
Are the Packers ready to be all in? Right? Are the Packers ready to make that move?
Is that a big enough splash?
It gives them something. They have injuries already now at wide receivers. So if anything, you just need a body.
Let me get Sammy Watkins. I ain't got to act.
We already know that Christian Watson's been hurt.
Yeah.
That's the rookie, so he hasn't had a lot of time. And then
Cobb's hurt.
Yeah. Of course, his favorite target, Cobb's hurt. So and they stink right now, right? They are making all kinds of excuses and reasons why they stink. Why are you making that face? You saw it. Did you see something on 711sports.com that you need to talk about?
No, NFL. Adam Zimmer died?
No. Yes. The son of Mike Zimmer.
Wow.
Yeah.
38 years old,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, very young.
Wow. Life's so precious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know if there's any details on that, right? He was working with – was he working with Jackson State? Who was he working
young.
With? That just hit you, huh? I didn't realize you didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Speaking of, by the way, of Green Bay, Matt LaFleur shooting down any idea that they're going to make any change on the defensive side when it comes to Joe Barry, because he's taken a lot of criticism.
They're horrible. That is probably one of the most talented rosters. The Kenny Clark
defensively,
Clark is a beast.
Yeah.
Rashawn Gary's about to get $100-something million. You got Preston Smith on the outside. They got Campbell, who's a Pro Bowler. Then they drafted Quay Walker. Then you have on the outside, you have Zaire Alexander. They got two of the most talented safeties. They should be dominant. Like he's underperforming.
So that defense has not been good, and we're talking about what they're going to do maybe at the trade deadline on the offensive side.
You know what this is? This is throw assistant under the bus day. If you look at just assistants being fired everywhere, who got fired today? Somebody offensive coordinator.
Colts.
Yeah. This is throw somebody under the bus day. Like I confess, he did it day.
I confess he did it.
We're going to make changes.
Yeah, Marcus Brady, the offensive coordinator with the Colts, they have been just a mess.
Like
again.
It's his fault that the offense can't score. You fire the defensive coach, DB back. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, Aaron Glenn, like, oh, hell no. Let me fire my cornerbacks coach.
Right, that's right. That was
yesterday. Weren't you a cornerback?
Yeah. He was very good corner.
Yes.
Yes, Aaron Glenn, a very good corner.
So that's a you problem. Yeah. The Lions average 39,000 points at home a game, and they want to fire.
What move? So one of your teams made a big move, and you love it, in Roquan Smith, adding a linebacker to the linebacker. Yeah, they are the Penn State of the NFL, linebacker you. I mean, that's literally what the Ravens have always been, and they get one, and a good one. It's leading the league in tackles. So one of your teams made a good move. How about one of your other teams? What about the New York Jets? Can you see them being active? And while we saw reports yesterday shooting it down, the Bradley Chubb stuff is still out there. And they love having depth, like you said. And the more pass rushers you have, the better. I mean, is it something – Joe Douglas has made some sneaky good moves here. Can you see them being active at all today?
I mean, I can see them inactive, but not for something big.
No.
You know, maybe depth at tight end or something like that, or maybe bringing a fullback or something like that. Maybe a, you know, something to try and change the running back game up, or who knows if Jack Conklin, you know, the Browns won yesterday.
Yeah.
So
Does that change their thinking?
That might change because they're like, hey, we're in striking distance and Deshaun Watson's only 4 weeks away.
Last night kind of was a very interesting, like you watch the game, oh, a terrible game, bad game and all that stuff.
But bad to me.
But that game might have changed some thinking in the AFC and in that division as well, because we still, even though we're halfway through the season, it still feels like there's a long way to go. All right, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. So what do you want to see your team do at the trade deadline? It's till 4 o'clock today. We'll be all over it. If something happens, it'll break right here. So you want to keep it right here with us, because there have been a lot of very interesting moves leading into the trade deadline and a lot of talk about things that could happen today. So we've got your calls coming up, plenty more certainly to get to as well. But first, let me tell you about LinkedIn, because these days, every new potential hire can feel like a high-stakes wager for your small business. You want to be 100% certain that you have access to the best qualified candidates available. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs helps find the right people for your team faster and for free. Create a free job post on LinkedIn Jobs. It's simple, easy, takes just minutes. And then add your job in the purple hashtag hiring frame to your LinkedIn profile to spread the word that you're hiring. Simple tools like screening questions make it easy to focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience, so you can quickly prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. That's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading comparators. Bless you. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the qualified candidates you want to talk to faster. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/. That's linkedin.com/. Post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. He might have. He did. ESPN 850 WKNR with the calls last night. It was all Cleveland Browns. Yeah. That game at the line of scrimmage was a beatdown both sides of the football.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you talk about Myles Garrett. He does something that all young pass rushers need to pay attention to. When you know you're about to get chipped because they're W, you spin. So you let the chipper hit you and it puts you in your spin. And if the tackle oversets because he's widening, you get that easy layup on the spin, man, and he took it right to the hole. And then you talk about Burrow, five sacks of Burrow after we thought that the offensive line had got them, you know, figured it out. But you talk about without Jamar Chase, you know, they're predictable, they're easier to defend. You know, not that T. Higgins is not a good receiver. He makes some great plays, but it's just not enough. It's just not enough because Mixon isn't Mixon anymore. Mixon has been playing at a high level. Remember, Mixon's from the old school. He's the Andy Dalton tailback. Remember, it was him back there with Andy Dalton back then. So he's starting to look a little old in the tooth and not as
long
Sutton.
Long in the tooth, yeah.
Yeah, long in the tooth and not as Sutton as he needs to be. And P. Ryan is just he's a decent guy, but he's not a guy. So, listen, the ties could be changing because they won't have Jamar Chase for the next 5 to 6 weeks.
Told you.
And they're a little vulnerable right now.
Yeah, and again, offensive line remains a problem for this team. Just absolute problem.
Miles Garrett
said that basically he told his guys, the bank's open, grab what you can. That's what he said.
You know, it's tough, but I don't know if the bank is open because it's more on the line or if it's more on these receivers not be able to create separation.
Can't get open.
Because they're getting pressure with four, so they got three guys going out, Hurst, Higgins, Boyd. And they're just doubling them all because they got seven people. So that's two for you, two for you, two for you. And Burrow's not a guy that's going to take off. So it's like, okay.
Yeah.
So a lot of times you saw he was just holding on. He just had to eat it.
You said that he sits in the pocket sometimes. You call it burping the baby, does it too much. So, but the running game for Cleveland was dominant. Yeah. And Brissett was good when he had to be, right? 17-22, 278 yards. Yeah, and Amari Cooper, right, dominant. Amari Cooper dominant in this game. So the Browns win 32-13 to move to 3-5. Why is that significant? Because once again, in that division, ain't nobody running away. Nobody's running away.
It used to be 10-6 was a good record. Now 10-7 is a good record. Like, it still gets you what you want.
Yeah.
You can still get 10. Even if you get to 9 and 8.
And the difference, of course, is for the Browns is what's coming in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. And now I don't know if he's Superman. Maybe he can be Black Adam.
But it could, it depends. Oh, he hasn't played in 2 years. Deshaun Watson we're talking about.
But he'll start to be able to practice, in, I think, 2 more weeks before he can start actually being in the building.
Yeah, I thought he's in the building now.
I think he can practice, but he can't practice or do anything physical yet.
Right. No,
that's
not
closer. I think that November 28th is when he can actually play.
Crazy stat. Joe Burrow, 0-4 against the Browns.
Yes. I mean, everybody has a daddy.
Everybody has that reality, right?
Miles Garrett's like, I own you.
Yeah. Zach Taylor, the Bengals head coach. This was an ugly one when we thought maybe they were just starting to turn the corner.
Just not good enough in any of the phases there. Obviously, the tipped ball in the first possession on offense set us back there. We were having a good drive, good rhythm. Miles Garrett did a nice job getting his hand on the ball, and they tipped it. So we just did a great job overcoming that on offense early, getting points on the board, giving our defense some help, because I thought in the first half they played well. They really did. And we just didn't give enough help on offense. In the second half, we just didn't hold up as a team.
I mean, how good was Myles Garrett in this game, Bart?
He's a beast. I mean, a lot of times everybody talks about Michael Parsons, but Myles Garrett is right there. I think Dallas gets a little extra shine.
Because it's Dallas.
Myles Garrett has been right there, and he's like the Joel Embiid. But defensive player, he's there every year, but you kind of like, Jokic was a little better.
You give it
to Aaron Donald.
Well, you know what?
TJ Watt was a little better.
Because Myles Garrett, there's no flash about it. It's just dominance.
Man, you see his offseason workouts? Like Adonis.
Yeah. I mean,
you know what I'm saying? Everybody talk about Aaron Donald. Let's do a pose off. Myles Garrett's like 6'5". Aaron Donald's 6 feet.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's impressive that he's 280 and he's ripped up. But Myles Garrett, if they were doing a pose off, would crush him. It'd be like the little dude that used to always be with Arnold Schwarzenegger. You know what I'm saying? He'd sit there and like, what was his little buddy? He was like shorter and I'll find it.
I don't know who his little buddy was, no.
It was his training partner.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like short.
I thought you were talking about Danny DeVito and Twins.
No, man, I wouldn't disrespect
Aaron. I know you were. That's why I wouldn't go there. Kevin Stefanski, what you were able to do against Joe Burrow, tell us about it.
Yeah, I think a nice game plan by Joe and the staff. I thought some of the things that they did really tested their protections and tested some of their line movement, if you will. And then, again, individual effort. Miles was very good.
He's talking about Joe Woods, of course, when he says Joe, the defensive coordinator.
He needed to talk about Bill Callahan once again, dominant, just beasting these dudes when you talk about getting up on the backside to the second level and creating lanes and seams that Chubb and Kareem Hunt can fit through. Like, I don't know why he can't be a good head coach. This dude is one of the great – his running backs have some of the greatest records, whether you want to talk about Thomas Jones. Like, no matter where he goes, this dude is like the offensive line horse whisperer, run game horse whisperer, and like – why he should be the highest paid assistant in all of football. He should get paid like maybe $2 million less than the head coach.
You're really taking up for him.
We should never let him go. We should never let him go.
Yeah. Obviously, you have history there. Yeah.
Yes. Like, this dude is amazing, man.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's part of – I mean, they manhandle, but it's just a scheme.
Are the Browns a team that we'll be talking about by December?
If they wouldn't have lost to the Jets – on that game that they just gave away, their record would be
the Jets.
Yeah, they would. They'd be 500. That's crazy. And like I said, they're adding the most important piece later in the season. And a guy that you'll see, will he have any rust on him? Will he not?
Of course, he'll be rusty, but let's not kid the peoples. I say this all the time. If Deshaun Watson was in Kansas City, they would probably have 3 championships now, not one.
Yeah, you keep saying that about him versus Patrick Mahomes. All right, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. As a reminder, it is trade deadline day in the NFL. Now, we're excited about it because there's already been some interesting moves made leading up to it, including last night, Roquan Smith going from the Bears to the Ravens in a move that could really change things in the AFC because the Ravens' defense has not been good. And part of the problem could be middle linebacker. Well, they fixed that problem.
Patrick Queen didn't live up to expectations.
And Bart, you've been saying that, so we'll see if they get back to that. But even leading up to it beforehand, I don't know, who is that?
But you see how much little, but he rocked up too. But
yeah, Bart showing me a picture of Arnold Schwarzenegger and his workout partner.
I think his name is Russian.
Okay.
It's probably Russian or Australian. I can't pronounce it. I can really read him in English.
I'm glad we cleared that up. But the trade deadline is one that's not like the NBA one. It's not like even like the baseball trade deadline. You're not going to see a flurry of moves like leading up to the – basketball is hilarious.
Last year was crazy, though. Von Miller.
No, you're right.
Odell Beckham.
Teams that go all in. But like the NBA one, like you're going up to like 2:59 Eastern, and there's like deals that get in just like at the last second. Maybe we'll have that today because it has started to pick up more than usual. So we'll keep an eye on it for you. And the minute we hear something, you will hear it from us. Dan Graziano is going to join us later because he'll hear things before anybody
it's
does.
And
he'll
tell fire.
Us, right, he'll tell us what he's hearing as well. But we want to hear from you. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. What deals you want to see your team make? What makes sense and why? We've got your calls and more. It's Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, and watch us on the ESPN app.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Hahn.
All right, it's Bart and Hahn coming to you live from Seaport here in New York City. Brought to you by Grey Goose, and we have breaking news. As we told you, the NFL trade deadline is 4 o'clock today, and we thought it might be busy, and it is. It's starting out that way. A big one, Adam Schefter reporting just moments ago. TJ Hockenson, the tight end from the Lions, who is a very good tight end, he is moving on in the division to the Minnesota Vikings for a second-round pick and a bunch of fourths. So they're getting four picks out of this with 1 second for this coming draft. And as Adam Schefter points out, Irv Smith Jr., who was the Vikings tight end, Bart's not happy, suffered a high ankle sprain last week against the Cardinals. He's going to miss multiple weeks, so they were looking for a tight end, and they get one of the better ones in the league. A lot of people might not know Hockenson because he plays in Detroit and they haven't been very good. But Bart, he's really good. And the Vikings at 6-1 just added another weapon for Kirk Cousins and a really good one. This is a big move in that division alone and in the NFC.
This is why the Lions are dumb. Like, people talk about Cleveland, the Jets. Like,
why didn't they think he was a building block piece going forward?
The Lions are one of the most dysfunctional organizations in all of sports. Like, and they haven't went to the playoffs. They've lost all their games. They wasted the prime of Barry Sanders, who just quit after 10 years. Like, if I can't leave this organization, I quit. Calvin Johnson and Ndamukong Suh.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Matthew Stafford had to run to get away.
Mm-hmm.
So you mean to tell me I got to
– remember, they picked up his fifth-year option, so there's another year left.
So just remember, I got a second-round draft pick. That's great, right? A fourth? Well, what will it take you to get a player of his magnitude? They picked this dude eighth overall. He's a top-10 pick. So you don't replace him with a second-round draft pick because he won't be there. This is might be the most idiotic – the dude is 25 years old. And for people saying, well, who is he? Well, he's Kittles because he's from Iowa, that great tandem that was him and Fant that went to Denver. They were a tag team. He was the better one. So now they just traded Gronkowski and Kittles combined because he's fast as hell. Yeah, he's got 400 yards. He got 400 yards receiving right now. So he'll get close to 1,000 yards receiving this year. He's 25 years old. Next year, you got him on a contract to 2024.
Mm-hmm.
He only costs $9 million. He's a top 10 pick. Oh, look, we got a second-round pick for him and a fourth. He's a top 10 pick.
He's sixth among, like, as far as receiving tight ends. He's ranked sixth right now statistically behind Kelsey and Andrews and Njoku, Goddard and Ertz. And then he's right there.
And they just gave him away. And he's guess what?
Wow.
Guess one thing about him and compared to all the other ones. He's 4 years younger than all of them.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't even begin to figure out his prime.
Kevin O'Connell and
he's
and
playing
the Vikings,
with Jared Goff.
Well, now he's got Kirk Cousins. And they've got a lot of weapons that defensively, like, you're going to keep everybody busy. What does this mean for the Vikings? I know you're upset about the Lions side of it because you're a Detroit guy.
They're all in.
But the Vikings making this move?
They're all in. Just consider their skill position.
That's a lot of picks, too. That's four picks.
I don't know who
Three
cares.
Three fourths and a second is a high price.
It is an arms race.
Yeah.
This is okay, Philly. Now, we got somebody that can control the middle of the field because we know y'all going to be like, yeah, okay, you got big play slaying Bradbury, but we got Justin Jefferson out there, and we got Thielen. You better have somebody in this box for Dalvin Cook. Oh, and by the way, now your linebacker, your safety, yeah, good luck with TJ Hockenson. Yeah, good luck.
Does this put more pressure on the Packers now? Look at that division. They're running away with it.
Ain't nobody thinking about the Packers. This is pressure for Philadelphia.
Oh, this is more about overall NFC.
They ain't thinking about it. They like,
no.
man. They
No, I don't mean the Vikings thinking about the Packers. I'm just saying Packers-wise.
It ain't a move.
The Packers see this move and they're like, whoa.
It ain't a move the Packers can make.
No.
That can put them with San Francisco, now Minnesota, mm-hmm. who's 6-1.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, it's odd. It's not odd that every team that faced somebody was like, ooh, you know what? Remember, Minnesota lost to Philadelphia. So Minnesota's like, yeah, we need something better because we're going to see them again. And so they go get TJ Hockenson. And the Lions are dumb enough to trade a top 10 pick within their division.
There's got to be a reason here. We've got to get an explanation from Detroit.
He better have a sex tape coming out. He better have a sex tape coming out or cocaine drug problem that we don't know about.
Yeah, let's not hope that. But you know what I'm saying? Like, there's
no there has to be a logical reason.
There has to be.
How is it a logical reason, man? You give up
something.
You're
right. He is young. He's still on his rookie deal.
25 like years old.
Yeah, this is. And he's very productive. Like, he's good.
He's sixth in the league from tight ends as far as productivity. Yes. He got three receiving touchdowns.
Yep.
He averages 15 yards a catch.
He's a hell of a blocker. That's what I love about trade deadline day, Bart. This is what I love about it.
This is why the Lions are the damn Lions.
888-SAY-ESPN.
My dad, Thanksgiving dinner going to taste like crap again.
888-729-3776. To Virginia Beach, we go to Devin. Devin, how you feeling about this trade? Oh, man.
He's speechless.
Devin is a Viking.
Devin's speechless.
Come on, Devin.
He cannot believe how dumb the Lions are. He is laughing his ass off.
I can't believe it. My father is actually a Detroit Lions fan, so him and I are going to have to chop that one up later. I'm sure he's going to be hot about that one.
Wouldn't you love to get a top 10 pick for a two? Hey, I'll take your top 10 pick. I'll give you a two. Okay.
Right. I mean, a lot of people have been questioning our GM, Kwesi Adofo-Mensah, about his in-division trades and whatnot, but I think he's fleeced everybody, the two during the draft day and now today. I'm ecstatic because I was going to call you guys to see if you thought that we had any chance of getting, you know, Mike Gesicki from the Dolphins to –
He's better than Mike Gesicki.
Our tight end situation.
I mean, Devin –
now we got probably arguably the best tight end we can today. So
he's top six, and you don't have to pay him.
Now, Devin, just to be clear, you're a Vikings fan because you said your dad's a Lions fan, but you're a Vikings fan, so you're feeling this, right? You have to be.
I'm feeling fantastic. I've been a Vikings fan since 1998. Once I was old enough to realize that I looked a lot better in purple and I'd rather root for Randy Moss than anybody else, I've been a Vikings fan. So
do me a favor, man. Go get your dad some Pepsi AC and some Pepto-Bismol because his stomach hurt. He got acid reflux right now.
Devin, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
This is the most asinine, dumb thing I've ever seen in my life.
You're really down about this, huh?
This is the dumbest.
What?
This is dumb. Like, just dumb. And they need, like,
Vikings at Lions December 11th, by the way. Just checking that.
He gonna have a field day. Because guess what? The Lions defense can't stop nobody.
Oof. So it's just beginning, everybody. We told you stay with us as throughout the show, moves will be made. Adam Schefter will be reporting them.
Here.
And we will be giving them to you the minute we hear them. That's why you keep it right here. It's Bart and Han. And since Bart's upset, I'll let you know that for all the ones who get it done, Grainger's always there to help. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, 24/7 support, free access to product specialists and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Safe from the Detroit Lions.
I'm sorry, Dad.
Call click Grainger.com or just stop by. Your call's next.
Bart and Han.
Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. TJ Hockenson going to the Vikings as trade deadline is at 4 o'clock today, and the Vikings making a big move in the division with the Lions. Bart's not happy about it. We've got Scott in Minnesota. What's up, Scott?
Hey, guys. Great show. Very entertaining, very informative, and you guys are always fun. Hope you're living the life outside of work. Just want to call and let you know Arnold Schwarzenegger's short workout partner was Franco Colombo.
Yes.
And he's from Italy, and he was Mr. Universe 3 or 4 years. And one of his claims to fame was at the Minnesota State Fair, he blew up a rubber water bottle, if you remember the old rubber water bottles.
He made it buzz.
He blew it.
With his breath, his lungs.
He kept blowing on it until it exploded.
And it just blew up the plastic. That's amazing. Somebody
there's a video of it if you look it up on YouTube.
I'm going to now because I need to see that. Somebody was tweeting us that he one time ripped a phone book in half. That was another one of his claims to fame. And then also that he could, you know, here's one. He benched a record of 525 pounds. Bench press 525?
At 180.
Yeah, he was 5'5", 185, and he was bench pressing 525. Beast mode. You couldn't use somebody like that on a football field?
No.
You have that kind of power?
Yo, we did this thing, pros versus Joes, bodybuilders.
Thanks, Scott.
So, like, we did this at Test, a place that a lot of people train at, you know what I mean, for the combine.
Yeah.
So they brought in these bodybuilders, right? And, like, we get ready, like, to go through, like, you know, the 225 tests, all these different tests and competition. Like, it's like a little mini combine.
Right.
So we about to run the 40. These dudes over there doing curls. Like, you might want to be stretching, right? Yo, we did the 40. He got to about 20. Like, somebody shot him with a dart gun.
Ah!
He did a frontward flip. Like, front flip.
Just blew way too well tight.
Blew his hat trick out. That's why Brock Lesnar was sorry. He couldn't play. Like, they wanted him to play for the Minnesota Vikings. Horrible. All them muscles, all the agility he had on WWE. He was a tremendous wrestler at the University of Minnesota.
Yeah.
Couldn't move. All that tough muscle stuff don't mean nothing if you can't move and you can't see what you hit.
See, I think a lot of people don't understand that about, like, when you see a bodybuilder, you think
he should be able
to be just, like, a dominant, physically, like, beat up people and all that stuff. And it's like, when you're a bodybuilder, you really don't have.
Hey, Bar, how much you bench?
Yeah.
You? I move people against their damn will. And I do it in various different ways. I can do it coming at you. I can do it making you, hesitant, get on your heels, and act like I'm going around you, and you start to try and chase me, then I come attack you, I'll bench you. That's
what I bench. People against their will. Stay with us. Back in 10 seconds. All right, it's Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Trade deadline in the NFL, 4 o'clock today. Just joining us, the Vikings making a big splash today. Adam Schefter reporting. They'll be getting TJ Hockenson, the tight end from the Detroit Lions. Yes, in the division for a second-round pick and then a bunch of fourths, like 3 fourth-round picks as well, one of them being a conditional pick. And Bart's upset because he's wondering, what are the Lions doing? Now, Sam on Twitter said, once you realize that Hockenson and Ebron are the exact same player through the first 4 seasons, the trade makes you happier.
What are you talking about?
That's what he said.
Ebron ended up being a bust.
And that's his point, is that he was also productive for a while, and then he didn't. He's trying to make himself feel better.
Bro, he's been productive for 4 years. He's productive currently as we speak.
He's trying to feel better about it. Stevie B, who you know listens all the time, and he's a big Vikings fan. We met him in New Jersey at one of our outings. He's, of course, very happy about it, thanking you as a Lions fan. And there's also what is this guy's handle? NC State Wolf. Okay. He said that the Vikings were stupid to give up Conklin to the Jets, who's killing it, for basically nothing, and spent too much for Hockenson. So it's an interesting move, though. Real interesting move.
In
so that's
division.
What's happening there. What else do you want to see happen for your team? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. News from Barton Hot Nation. Let's get more reaction on this. Dave in Pennsylvania. What's up, Dave? On the Dr. Pepper call-in line.
Yeah, hey, guys. I'm listening to you guys every day while I'm doing work.
Thank
Bart,
you.
I'm with you. I've been a Detroit Lions fan for 30 years now, and I'm just about lost my mind, especially with this news coming out. Straight just mind-boggling. I thought we were trying to change the atmosphere and culture there.
Yes.
The other thing is, I want to get. What's that?
What's Chris Spielman doing? Like, I don't understand it.
Can we try to do a trade and bring John Lynch in?
I mean,
The other question is for both of you. What's your thoughts with Michigan State with Mel Tucker after the incident with Michigan?
Listen, I think you have to make you have to make an example. Those kids got to be prosecuted, and they should be maybe expelled from school. Yeah, they should maybe be expelled from school. Hitting somebody like and
they jumped him in the tunnel.
And I'm with Harbaugh.
There was somebody holding a phone up recording it.
And I'm with Harbaugh. Right? You talk about that tunnel's been there for 100 years.
Yeah,
that's one of the first schools ever. And that incident, an incident like that, has never happened.
Right.
So that's a generational problem. That's a lack of respect and integrity and sportsmanship, and they have to be made an example of.
Yeah,
they need to be able to have to do. I mean, they should have to serve time, assault and battery. Should have to do community service, mm-hmm. and they should be suspended for the team for a year and have to earn themselves back to the university. They should have to go back to the community college and then stay there for a semester and then have a review after a year to see if they deserve to put football pads on.
Guys, if we can find the Harbaugh sign, I know we have it because we played it everywhere. I want to see if we can play it here real quick because it is what he says is, first of all, the right thing to say. And also
– letting these kids off the hook.
I mean, it's –
they got to learn.
It is also something that it should be a major concern in college. Now, remember, there was an incident with –
Penn State,
right?
But it don't matter. Like, it's
like – why is this all of a sudden becoming an issue? Nobody's,
right,
nobody's
kids
controlling
kids
anybody?
Don't have respect. Like, you mean to tell me, like, when Charles Woodson was getting up there, getting in fights with David Boston on the field, you mean to tell me that never happened? They still had respect when they were walking through that
just
tunnel?
Understand.
That's when Ohio State and Michigan State was at its height of the superpowers? Mm-hmm. Like, come on, man.
Yeah.
Don't blame it on a tunnel. You're supposed to have some type of integrity and some type of understanding of professionalism. Especially now you're getting NIL deals, so you're getting cheese on your taco. So you don't want it. You don't deserve it. Take your ass to community college and pick up trash off the highway, and then hopefully maybe you can learn your lesson and get another chance.
Yeah, all right. Let's hear from Harbaugh on this one I'm glad you brought it up because I did want to get to it today. Here again, here's Harbaugh, and he's talking basically about how the statements and apologies by Michigan State, it's not enough.
What happened in the tunnel was egregious. Sickening to watch the videos. There needs to be accountability. There needs to be a full, thorough, timely investigation. I can't imagine that this will not result in criminal charges. The videos are bad. An apology will not get the job done in this instance. There should be serious consequences for the many individuals that are culpable.
Now, understand this. I'm from Detroit.
Yep.
My sister graduated from Michigan State. If you don't, and please, NCAA and Michigan and Michigan State, please listen well. I don't know where the kids that got jumped are from, but the last thing you want is for people driving down from Detroit and handling it the street way, because that will happen. They will come down to that school and they will tear that school up, and they will come after those kids in a violent way. Because that's somebody's kid. If that kid is from Ypsilanti, Grand Valley, Flint, they peoples will ride down there. So you guys better act swiftly, and it better be up to the justice of what people think is excessive, because they family members will ride up there, and I'm telling you, it will not be pretty. I know this from firsthand knowledge that people will come up there and tear that school up. You will have violence on your campus.
All right, well, we can find out where they're from and all that stuff. We don't know all those details, but the one thing is that this is now a second incident in that tunnel. And for Michigan, this is one now. This went way too far, and now it's something that everybody's got to deal with, including, of course, the conference, the Big Ten. I mean, this is, you know, at a time where college football season's starting to get exciting, as we will get. You know,
Michigan's
the first rankings
right there.
And everything
Michigan's
else.
Michigan's right in those rankings.
Absolutely. You know, that something like this happens, it's not the kind of attention you want to bring to it. There's no doubt, certainly, about that. All right, we continue with your calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's take more news from Barton Hahn Nation. We got Rich in New York hitting us up on the Dr. Pepper call line. Go ahead, Rich.
So my first point is I just can't believe that they sent out picks with Hawkinson, like, on top of it. I don't see how that move is helping them. right now. I mean, obviously you've got the picks for the future, but sending out Fortz on top of it just to get a second, I mean, he's a top 10 pick, like you guys said. I'm looking to get at least a first round pick, hopefully. And then my second point is, I'm a Bills fan. I've been a Bills fan for like 12 years since they got Tyrod. And I like what they're doing with their due diligence with Kamara, and I would like to see them make that move. Now, I think Singletary is criminally underrated, but I would like to see the upgrade in Kamara. And I'll hang up and let you guys talk about it. I appreciate it.
You got it, Rich. We'll be talking about this for a while, but we've got huge news. No, in the NBA. Big news in the NBA.
That, a trade already?
No, not a trade. Brooklyn Nets and Steve Nash parting ways. We'll discuss more. Stay with us.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.